This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Paul Poupre. Paul Poupre is the CEO of St. John's Health System in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Thrilled to visit with Paul today about sort of St. John's Health System, advice for leaders, what he's seeing on COVID, whether there's great concerns about the upcoming ski season, and a whole lot more. Paul, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to do this with you. It's quite an honor. So I got into medicine and have been in medicine my entire career. I trained at the University of Pennsylvania for medical school, and then I went up to UC San Francisco and did a residency in internal medicine and anesthesia. Practiced anesthesia for about 20 years in the Silicon Valley at a hospital called Good Samaritan Hospital. Good Samaritan Hospital ultimately became part of the HCA system, and HCA approached me about becoming a chief medical officer at that hospital, and then ultimately I moved from chief medical officer to chief operating officer and then to CEO. We had always planned on having a second home here in Jackson, and in my about sixth year of CEO at Good Sam, we were building a house out here in Jackson when the present CEO at St. John's announced that he was going to retire. So I threw my hat in the ring, and here I am. So I'm now completing my almost fifth year as CEO at St. John's.
So talk about, was there a pivotal moment in your career where you decided to transition from, you'll always be Dr. Beaupre, but transition from being a doctor full-time to being an administrative leader and a leader full-time? Was there a pivotal moment in that evolution?
Yeah, there was, Scott. I think, you know, for me, being an anesthesiologist in particular, you don't really use a lot of your leadership and people skills. You're in an operating room behind an ether screen. And as much as I love the OR and being in that environment, I was missing really using a lot of my leadership skills and things like that. I had been involved in medical staff leadership all the time I was still working in anesthesia, but it was really time for me to make a change, and I knew it. And so I have loved hospital administration. It's challenging. It's actually, I think, an advantage to be an MD, because you can interact with your medical staff in ways that are much easier having that in your background. So I've been blessed to be able to do both in my lifetime.
And talk for a moment. You're in one of the great ski towns, one of the great towns in America. People love Jackson Hole. Talk about what you're seeing in COVID, you know, whether you've got trepidation about the ski season opening in a month and sort of, or maybe sooner. What are you sort of seeing and what are you, you know, prognosis and so forth?
Right. Well, so number one, you know, Jackson is an unusual place because in the summer we go from year-round residency of about 24,000 people to close to 3 million tourists that come through here. And this summer was actually no exception to that. We had a remarkable number of tourists. Normally we have an international crowd. This year we had predominantly United States citizens that drove to us to come and visit the parks. We were able to remain open. The hospital remained open that entire time. We've been very proactive with COVID here. We got rapid testing platforms. We've been doing a lot of PCR testing. We moved to telemedicine very quickly. And so consequently, we were able to really support our Chamber of Commerce, keep our restaurants open, and do that even in the face of the influx of tourists. And we saw, you know, we went from an average of about 4 to 5 positive tests in the area a day to up to 20 positive tests. But tourism season went away, schools opened up, we're really gearing up for snow season. And unfortunately, what we're seeing is not unlike what the rest of the Midwest is seeing right now. And we're up to about 40 to 50 new positive tests in our community on a daily basis. We have 11 COVID patients in the hospital right now. We have a hospital capacity of 40 beds. So we're getting stretched a little bit. We have 39 staff that are out on 11 positive for COVID and the rest quarantined because of family exposure or close proximity. So, you know, we're stressed. We've worked very closely with the Mountain, and we've been over there to tour what they're doing with their lift lines. You know, they have a tram that can hold 120 people, and they're only going to allow 30 people in the tram, all masked. Because they've only had 30 people in the tram now instead of 120, they can speed the tram up. So top to bottom trip is an 8-minute trip. So exposure while you're in the car with windows open is not going to be too significant. So we're really working in concert with them to try to keep it open. However, I'm cautiously optimistic we're going to pull this off, but right now we have experience looking at some of the European ski resorts that have already opened, and they've been open for 2 to 3 weeks and had to close because where a ski resort is really at risk is with ski patrol. Ski patrol gets licensed to handle explosives, so there's not many of them. You can't replace them all that quickly. And if they go down, the Mountain goes down. So we're really gonna focus on our ski patrol and try to keep them healthy. We're gonna be testing them daily and doing what we can to support the Mountain and stay open.
Fascinating, and let's hope for the best. And fascinating about ski patrol, I think most of us did not appreciate or understand that is a huge cog in the wheel of a ski mountain, and there's a shortage of those. Take a moment, Paul, Dr. Beaupre, talk about a few points of pride in the St. John's Hospital system there. What are a few points of pride?
Oh, yeah. So number one, I would like to emphasize our response to COVID. In early January, I read about at that point, undiagnosed viral disease in China. And I went down to my material management guys and I said, I think this is going to be significant. Let's get our PPE in order. And fortunately, we jumped right on it. We've never been short of PPE here. We've treated over 140 patients with COVID in our little community so far at this hospital. We've only had to transfer 16 of those out to higher care. We're using state-of-the-art treatments here, and the vast majority of our patients that we treat here do not require ventilation and are going home now within 5 to 7 days after being admitted to the hospital. As I said, we moved immediately from in-office visits to telehealth, and we've done over 3,000 telehealth visits since we've been in this. We've been doing a tremendous amount of testing because we got involved quickly with getting Abbott ID Now and Curative and several other testing platforms in place so we could do PCR testing early on our community, and that's been helpful. So the staff have been wonderful. I mean, you know, we're asking our staff to come in every day and expose themselves potentially to this, and they've showed up every day with a smile on their face and have gone above and beyond to help. So that's one point. The other thing I'm really proud of at St. John's is we've moved a quality agenda over the last 3 years. We've been awarded 5 stars from CMS, an A in LeapFrog. We have a number of other awards. Newsweek gave us a top 300 in America hospitals. Chartis put us in the top 100 of all rural hospitals. So we're really proud of our quality program. And finally, the third thing is with patient experience, our HCAHPS scores, we've been in the 90th percentile in all 9 domains for the last 2 years in a row. And I'm really proud of my staff for that too. All of these things are group efforts. You know, you set a strategic agenda, but the staff really are the ones that execute it. And I'm so proud of them for what they've been able to do.
Fantastic. It is amazing what you've accomplished out there. And is Jackson Hole, I mean, talk a moment about do you try and say not nice things about it so it stays the best kept secret in America? Because I mean, do you try and downplay how beautiful it is so people don't all move there?
Yeah, we're supportive of our Chamber of Commerce, and we do live on tourism. So please, if you want to come, do come. It is a special place. Just yesterday, I woke up and I had literally about 800 elk in my backyard. They're, you know, the wildlife out here, it's pristine. We had an early snow. We had almost 30 inches of snow already blanketing our mountain. And it's a special place to live. It's an interesting community because we have the highest number of one percenters in the country. So if you look at the Wilson zip code and the Jackson Hole zip code, the median income is $280,000 per household. And if you look at Manhattan, it's about $180,000 per household. So we have a whole spectrum of people that are interesting and energetic and fun to be around. But you can imagine the expectations for a little hospital are also very high. They want us to look like a Mayo Clinic or a Sloan Kettering, because that's what they're used to when they're in their places of origin. So it's an interesting environment.
So, you know, a lot of discerning customers, we take it. Well, magnificent. It's a great pleasure, Paul, to visit with you today, and what a magnificent job you're doing there. We'd love to have you on again in the not-too-distant future to talk about leadership, some of your thoughts on leadership, and take that discussion further. But thank you so much for joining us, and let's hope that the ski season manages through this, a very challenging, very concerning time. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Have a good day. Take care.
Grace, are you good on sound?
Yeah, we're all good.
Dr. Beaupre, thank you so much. You truly are in a gorgeous, gorgeous area. Thank you for joining us today. You've done a great job there, it sounds like.
Yeah, thank you. We're pleased, and I'm waiting with bated breath to put this thing in the rearview mirror, and we can start coming to your conferences again. So hopefully not too long. Yeah, I agree.
Give John our best, and thank you so much for giving our regards. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Bye. All right. Bye.
Thank you.
Grace, thank you. We'll talk to you in an hour or two. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks. Bye.